Hello everyone, this is Brennan, the Power Family father. We ran into some technical issues with the sampler. It was such a big file that it maxed out our monthly downloads halfway through the month, so here's what we're going to do. After the second week of June, we're going to remove the sampler from our podcast feed, and it's going to go live and be available only on our website, which is bookpowerforkids.com. In its place, we're going to release this standalone review by Mirabelle of the book Corduroy from the sampler. We hope you enjoy it, and if you want to hear the entire sampler again, it's at bookpowerforkids.com. That's BookPowerForKids.com. All right, take it away, Mirabelle.
Book Power for Kids!
Hello, this is Mirabelle Power. This is a special episode of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. Today I'm reviewing Corduroy by Don Freeman, published by Puffin Books in 1968. It has 32 pages and it's a picture book. Synopsis. Corduroy is a teddy bear who lives in a toy store and he really wants to be Bob. He wants to have a friend and a home. One day, a little girl came up to him and looked right at him. She wanted to buy him. She asked her mom if she could. Her mom said no, because she had already spent too much money and he was missing a button. Corduroy was sad. He decided to look for his button that night. Characters. Corduroy, have you seen my button? Is determined to find his button. He climbed all the way up a mountain and into a palace to look for it. Lisa.
Can I buy him?
Is very nice. She thinks Corduroy is the perfect teddy bear. Lisa's mom.
Not today, dear.
Sounds like she's had a long day of shopping. The Night Watchman.
How did you get up there?
Guards the store at night. He is surprised to see Corduroy upstairs.
Book Power for Kids.
My opinion. I think it's a good book. It's imaginary, which is fun. I like that Corduroy calls the escalator a mountain and the showroom a palace. I like the pictures a lot. It's nice that there are sad parts and parts that are happy. The ending makes me feel really happy. I like when Corduroy thinks the mattress button is his button, but when he tries to pick it up, it doesn't budge. I think you should definitely read this book. It's good for pretty much any age. Here's part of the book.
Corduroy is a bear who once lived in the toy department of a big store. Day after day, he waited with all the other animals and dolls for somebody to come along and take him home. The store was always filled with shoppers buying all sorts of things, but no one ever seemed to want a small bear in green overalls. Then one morning, a little girl stopped and looked straight into Corduroy's bright eyes.
Oh, Mommy, look! There's the very bear I've always wanted!
Not today, dear. I've spent too much already. Besides, he doesn't look new. He's lost the button to one of his shoulder straps.
Corduroy watched them sadly as they walked away.
I didn't know I lost a button,
he thought to himself.
Tonight, I'll go see if I can find it.
Late that evening, when all the shoppers had gone and the doors were shut and locked, Corduroy climbed carefully down from his shelf and began searching everywhere on the floor for his lost button. Suddenly, he felt the floor moving under him. Quite by accident, he had stepped onto an escalator, and up he went.
Could this be a mountain? I think I've always wanted to climb a mountain.
He stepped off the escalator as it reached the next floor, and there, before his eyes, was a most amazing sight. Tables and chairs and lamps and sofas and rows of beds.
This must be a palace. I guess I've always wanted to live in a palace.
He wandered around admiring the furniture.
This must be a bed. I've always wanted to sleep in a bed.
He crawled up onto a large, thick mattress. All at once, he saw something small and round.
Why, here's my button!
He cried, and he tried to pick it up. But like all the other buttons on the mattress, it was tied down tight. He yanked and pulled with both paws until, pop, off came the button. And off the mattress, Corduroy toppled, bang, into a tall floor lamp. Over it fell with a crash.
listening. To find our show, check out our website at bookpowerforkids.com or subscribe in Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you can purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake.
Today I'm reviewing Corduroy by Don Freeman. Published. Publix.
There you go.
Publix. Where shopping is a pleasure.
Are you done with the advertisement?